Statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You are listening to In the Know with David O. Informative, substantive, intelligent talk radio on 860 AM WWDB. And now, your host, Philadelphia Councilman David O.
Good afternoon. This is David O. Hey, listen, they are applauding me.
Yeah,
that's that's the first time that ever happened in 150 some shows. You know, I feel really good. Hey, welcome to In the Know with David O. We have got a great show lined up for you. So don't go anywhere for the next hour. We will be talking to Cindy Drew. You know her. She's been on WMGK FM. Classic rock. She's been on WMMR and a bunch of other things, television and all that. She is here today. We're going to get into it with her. We will be speaking with Keith from Up the Block. You know, very funny man. He is a comedian based here in Philadelphia. He is always keeping it funny. We're going to learn what he's been up to because he's always up to so much. And then on a serious note, we are going to be talking to Mary Platt. She is the chancellor of the Philadelphia Bar Association, and she just took the helm the beginning of this year, and she is going to tell us about what the Bar Association is doing. First of all, you'll be interested in the lawyer referral service, some free legal advice, and then a referral to an attorney at a lower price, but also the Bar Foundation and all the work that the Bar Association does. And let me just say, lawyers are so important. I know everybody likes to bash on lawyers, but lawyers make sure that our civil rights are protected, that our contracts are insured, that people's agreements are being upheld, and many, many other things. And in order to make all that happen, we have to run a court that works and everything else. But first, let me thank, of course, the show sponsor, Weinerman Pain and Wellness. They are located at the Land Title Building in Philadelphia, 100 South Broad Street, Suite 1800. And, you know, they are a group of folks that, that help people rehabilitate from physical injury. And so much of the time, that involves not only getting the body well, but the mind and the spirit well. And I've been to their location, great job that they do, but I love them because they sponsor this show, and without them, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. If you remember, last week, I don't know if you remember or not, I like to start that way though. If you remember, we were speaking to Deanna Williams, co-host of Soulful Sundays, WRNB FM 100.3. Entertainment industry icon. Just fantastic conversation with her. And then a very interesting gentleman, a Malik Divers, the Concrete Cowboy. Yeah, he provides opportunities for inner city kids to ride horses right there in the city. And so many times these youth just don't have another place to turn to, and riding horses, caring for horses, doing the hard work of caring for horses, the humbling work of caring for horses is just what the doctor ordered to put these young people into a good frame of mind for a better future. And I say that because you can hear that interview and actually today's interview some point later if you go to WWDBAM.com. Check out the programs In the Know with David O, and then you'll see what shows come up. All right. Well, let me introduce you to my first guest. I mean, she has a pretty lengthy bio here. But most notably, she has been at the forefront of bringing rock and roll to Philadelphians since her early career here in the city, as long ago as the late 1970s through the 80s, where she had a television show. She was on radio. She worked at KYW-TV. She was instrumental in bringing local talent their first opportunities to be heard. And by the way, she was the first person to interview Bono. I was going to say Bono because we're going to talk about pro bono, but it was Bono and from U2. And she then worked at WMMR and now at WMGK. She also has a career in voiceover and acting. And so it's my pleasure to talk to Cindy Drew.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. I always love talking to a true radio professional, and in your case, more than a professional, kind of someone who really knows what she's doing, well-known. Because I am just an amateur on the radio.
You're doing fine.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's very nice to meet you. My first councilman. I never knew any city councilman before.
Wow.
So.
Well, you are pure of heart then.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I forgot to mention that you wrote a book with your sister.
Oh, yeah.
Called Fred Wagner, an American Painter.
Yes, he's an impressionistic kind of painter from Philadelphia. He studied with Thomas Aikens at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts.
Right.
And then he taught there. And as a matter of fact, one of his paintings is going to be on sale at the Freeman Auction June 3rd, Sunday.
Wow.
His paintings are all over the place. My sister and I did a lot of research, and we found over 50 of his paintings. And I took pictures of them, and we put them in this book. But anyway, you know, every now and then they go on sale, and one will be up for auction on Sunday, June 3rd. So I'll be there to see who's interested in buying my great-great-grand-uncle's painting.
Okay, well, get out there, folks. Check out that. And if you want to, check out Fred Wagner, an American Painter, 1860 to 1940. And then you'll get to meet Cindy Drew.
There you go.
Now, Cindy Drew, you got the bug for radio and rock and roll when you were what, in high school?
I listened to WMMR when I was in high school because I grew up out in Montgomery County, a little town called Worcester, which is near Lansdale.
Shout out to all the Worcester people.
There you go. And I listened to MMR. That's where I got my interest in the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and the Who and all those rock acts. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I liked the music. You know, I was really drawn to it. And then I went to college in a very small town, Hackettstown, New Jersey. College was called Centenary College. Mm-hmm. And they had a radio station, so I decided to have a show.
WSANAM.
Oh, no, that was actually my first job. But the job.
Oh, WNTIFM.
Right.
Okay.
So I worked there. I had a show there. And then when I went to graduate, I only went to 2 years, so I got an associate degree. I said, well, what class did I like the best and, you know, in terms of what I'm going to do for a career? And it was my radio show, which was part of a class. So I decided to pursue radio. And at the time, there weren't many women on the air.
Right.
And
right.
In fact, one of the jobs I got in Philadelphia, they were looking to hire a woman. Mm. And only two of us applied.
Right.
So we both got it.
Wow.
That was at Wizard 100.
Hey, that's called a win-win situation.
Right.
So that was at Wizard.
Right, Wizard 100, which had been Wibbage. It was an AM,
990
AM.
Sure. I remember them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you were particularly interested in being on the radio in rock. Any particular reason why rock?
I was just drawn to the music.
You love rock.
You know, from the very early days. Mm. I remember being in fourth grade, standing in front of the local band from, you know, high school, standing in front of them, watching them. So for some reason, I was just drawn to it. My father listened to Count Basie all the time and Frank Sinatra. So, I mean, you know, I grew up with listening to music. So,
Okay.
There you go.
And so tell me, what was kind of like the things that you remember most about when you first started, in addition to the fact that there weren't any women really involved in the industry?
Well, we were really it was called progressive radio at the time. Mm. We were able to play whatever we wanted, and all these new bands were coming out, like the band Boston. You know, I remember their first album. I mean, it sold millions since, but I'd go home every week with a pile of albums. I'd have to listen to them and decide what to play, you know, what I thought was good. So that was how it was in the early days. Today, it's a little bit different. You know, there's a lot more research involved and, it's more formatted. It's not so freeform.
I understand that in many situations, particularly here in Philadelphia, that the music is already pre-selected for the most part, and it's not done really here in Philadelphia. Is that true or not true?
Well, I'm not really sure where the research is done, but it's a lot more formatted than ever, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess it's just they want to make sure that the majority of the people are going to like what we're about to play.
Right, it's big business.
Yeah.
But when you started out, you actually took home these vinyl albums,
yes.
put them on a record player, at the turntable,
and
figured out
the
which
song
yeah,
to play
and then you played them,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
Fantastic. And so now you do the weekend show.
Right. I'm on Saturdays on WMGK, which is all classic rock.
102.9 FM.
That's right. Yeah. 11 to 4 on Saturdays. And then, I do a lot of voice acting. You never know where you might hear my voice mm-hmm. coming out of the ceiling of a retail store,
right,
you know,
right.
At the airport when you're returning your rent-a-car, make sure you remember to take all of your things
oh.
from your car. You
know, oh,
those kind
that
of
sounds
things.
Familiar.
My voice is – you just never know where you might hear it. So.
Oh, fantastic. Well, let me go into this a little bit. With your career in rock and roll, you've met some really, you know, like – you know, just iconic people.
That's true, yeah.
Like Bono.
Yes.
And you know, and
the Rolling Stones,
yeah.
Rod Stewart.
So that must have been pretty exciting for you.
Absolutely. It's such a great benefit of the job. You really, when you're on the radio, you can meet people, just like how you have guests. So,
yeah.
You know, if there's somebody that you really want to meet, you have a forum for which they can come on, you know.
Did you meet most of them at the radio station?
Or when I was doing the TV show, I
yes.
would meet them usually somewhere backstage, or with, in the case of Bono, he came to the TV station at Fifth and Market. Now,
right.
this was way in the beginning of his career, his first trip to Philadelphia. Nobody
mm-hmm.
really knew who U2 was.
Right.
I had heard the record. I thought it sounded good. And I had this feature on my show called New Artist Pick of the Month.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, let's use these guys. They're from Ireland. I don't know. Maybe they'll go somewhere.
Right.
You have no idea,
right,
really.
Right.
At that.
Yeah.
So I interviewed him at Fifth and Market at KYW, and he needed a ride to his gig that night.
True artist.
So I drove him in my car to the Bijou Cafe, which
did
is
you have a station wagon?
No.
Okay.
It was a Toyota Celica. And
we
went to 16th and Lombard, where mm-hmm. the Bijou Cafe was.
Right.
A small club. They probably had 50 people there that night.
Mm-hmm.
He introduced me. He had me come in and introduce
oh, okay.
me to the band.
Cool. Yeah.
Because it was early. It was, you know, 5 o'clock or something.
Right.
And he invited me to stay with them and go out to dinner.
Mm.
And I said no.
Because
you
had
that
more
is
important
my
things
biggest
to do,
regret.
Right?
Well, I mean, you know, who would
have known?
You couldn't tell.
Yeah,
back
I saw
then
that interview.
They were going to
the
become
way.
The
yeah.
biggest band in the world,
yeah, you
right?
Had a lot of hair back then.
Yeah, I had a perm and he had a mullet.
Right, a
mullet.
The, yes.
The yeah. straight with the back. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a picture of us together and a little video of our interview on my mm-hmm. website, which is cindydrew.com. So if you want to see that, it's there.
Yeah, it's C-Y.
N-D-Y, right?
D-R-U-E. No,
yeah, D-R-U-E. I know. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah. Check out Cindy Drew, you know, because it's a great interview. Take you back in time. And,
yeah.
Yeah, you look like super young because you were.
And he was a very soft-spoken guy,
yeah,
you know.
Thin and all that, right? Really, you look like a kid.
He's really come a long way. He's become a real voice for mm-hmm. So many causes, you know.
Right, yes.
He started the One campaign right here in Philadelphia.
He's
he announced
done a lot
it,
of great things.
Which is against, you know, to try and knock out poverty, and
mm-hmm.
he's really done a lot of good, you know, using his name.
Right. So what about the television show? Could you tell us a little bit about how that came about?
Yeah, that was just another outgrowth out of radio, kind of like the voice acting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of mine said, you know, you should go on TV, and he made a little tape of me in the garage and sent it to the person he worked for at Channel 3. And
right.
The person said, yeah, she looks okay. So I covered a Rod Stewart concert, and it aired on Saturday night right before Saturday Night Live.
Right.
This is when KYW was an NBC affiliate. And all these people told me the next week, oh, I saw you on TV. And I realized that they were tuning in to that channel a little bit early, like 25 after 11, to see Saturday Night Live. So I talked to the news director and I said, you know, you have this rock and roll audience mm-hmm. waiting for that. And
right.
the news is basically over at 25 after 11.
Right.
Why don't we put the rock report on, like a little report about rock and roll, right at the end of the news when this audience is there?
Wow, that sounds
so
like a
that
great
was
idea.
On for
yeah.
2.5 years.
Oh,
every
fantastic.
Week I had a different report. I right. interviewed whoever was in town, the Grateful Dead, the Rolling Stones.
Go out to the concert sometime,
yeah.
interview them there.
Right, we have with the camera crew and
right.
So that's when I really interviewed the most rock stars was for that TV show.
So all in all, you know, I didn't come up with this title. It was written somewhere. But all in all, like, you are the ambassador of rock and roll in Philadelphia.
I like that title.
No, yeah, I like it, too. It goes well.
I will try and
You'll
adopt
claim
that
it.
One, yes.
Yeah, no, it's true. What has been the most, controversial or disappointing thing that you've seen in your career regarding rock and roll? The industry. Or
well,
like that.
I mean, what comes to mind right away is the murder of John Lennon. I mean, and I happened to be on the air when that happened. I was on WYSP. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, I mean, the guy was nothing but about peace and love and, you know.
Right.
And to have this maniac come along and take his life at the age of 40. Mm. You know, right when he was really, you know, he had just finished an album.
Yeah, we forget, you know, because I remember when that happened, and you know, he is young, but now that I'm way past 40, 40 is like super young.
I know. Right?
So yeah, he had so much more promise in his life,
who
and
knows
he had done
what he
so
would
much
be doing now.
Such a short time.
Yeah. So that was. I just was up at Central Park recently and went to Strawberry Fields, which is a section of the park that they dedicated to him, and that was really nice.
Mm.
So, I wanted to mention, I'm really glad that you asked me to be part of your creative project, this talent contest.
PHL Live Center Stage.
Yeah, I was one of the judges last year
Yeah,
for
we
you,
loved having you there.
It was really good. I love, you know, discovering new talent, and that's what we did. And we found the winner of my genre, which was pop, was the guy who had the funniest song about Google.
Jason Ager. We'll shout him out. Yes.
Yeah, it was all about how you lie to your mother, you lie to your therapist, but you don't lie to Google, you know,
it's search engine, right?
If you really want to find something out.
You have to be honest.
You have to say what it is you're looking for, and you might not want to tell your mother or your friend about this rash you see on your hand or whatever, you know.
Right.
So it was just the funniest, quirkiest, most memorable song. And that's all you really need is one good song. And I think that he could really go far with that.
Yeah, I didn't know at the time when you were participating as a judge that you had actually been involved in discovering and promoting talent. And
right. That was on WMMR for about 10 years. It was a show called Street Beat, and bands would send me their tapes.
Yeah.
And it was on one hour a week, and I would play these unsigned local bands that nobody really knew. But it gave them a great forum and a chance to be heard, and it gave them an incentive to go in and record and kind of up their game. So that's kind of like what your contest is doing, I think.
Yeah, I love doing it. I mean, I think there are those people who cheer for others and those people who jeer for others. But you and I, we are cheerers.
Yes.
We are happy when other people are doing well and successful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just love the fact that there are such talented people and such capable people. And you know, they just need a lift up. And as a councilman at large, I mean, basically for me, for our city, the more people who are successful in the creative arts economy and the more people who make it and stay in Philadelphia and the more our city helps to cultivate them, the better for us economically and otherwise.
Absolutely. We need entertainment, you know, to turn off the bad things that are going on in the world. Everybody needs to be able to transport themselves out of this and into something else. And that's what music can do. And concerts and, you know, movies and things like that. So, yeah, I'm glad that you're doing it.
Yeah, I love the economic development aspect. Certainly jobs and careers for folks. I have brought a little thing that I'm going to show you, but I'll show everybody first. This is Cindy Drew.
A local magazine.
This is from 1991. WMMR's ambassador to local rock and roll.
There you go.
Wow. Look at that.
That was nice. That was a friend of mine, Stephanie Jennings, took that photograph.
Now, this is a great cover, by the way. It says Philly Rock Guide, Philadelphia Music Source, I think.
Yeah, it just covered all the local bands in Philly and what was happening. And, you know, I think it came out once a month. Yeah.
So is this in a frame in your house somewhere?
Oh, probably. yeah, I'm sure.
You can autograph it. We'll put it up for auction.
Yeah,
it's one of those things that that we do a lot of, by the way, because, you know, what happens is for me to do PHL Live Center Stage, or any of the other things that I do, I actually have to raise the money because, you know, councilman at large does not have a budget. And so I don't get to use like public funds, which I'm sure at least more than half the listeners are happy to hear. But yeah, I raise the money for all these different
Good
types
for
of
you.
Things. And so
you had
yeah.
a sponsor, right?
Yeah, we have a sponsor. Pepsi National Brands is one of them, but Coors Light, yeah, that's why we have those sponsors.
Great.
But yeah, we also have you know find different ways to raise money for these things.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of what is going on next, what is going on for you now?
Well, I just finished working in Creed 2, which is the new Rocky spinoff movie with Sylvester Stallone. I think they're still shooting the end till the end of May. So, you know, whenever there's a movie in town, I try to get some work on that as an actor. Just doing voiceover work, you know, and my radio show. And MMR is celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. They've been playing rock and roll for 50 years. So
yes.
I'm on the committee for the reunion. We're having a party
fantastic.
To invite everybody that ever worked there over 50 years is going to come back for a big reunion party.
Well, I'll be there, so I'll see you there.
Okay.
Now,
good.
For folks who want to get in touch with you, is there a place they could go to?
Well, my email is cindy@wmgk.com, and it's C-Y-N-D-Y at wmgk.com.
All right. So any of these things you want to – you know, you want to hire her as an actress, you need a voiceover, you want to check out the book, you want to buy a painting.
Thank you.
Yeah, check her out.
All right.
Cindy@WMGK.
All right. Thank you, David.
All right. Thanks for being here. All right. Listen, everyone, stay tuned. We shall be back with Keith from Up the Block.
You are listening to In the Know with David O. Informative, substantive, intelligent talk radio on 860 AM WWDB.
If you've suffered an injury from a motor vehicle crash, trip and fall, construction, or work-related accident, contact the Padova firm to speak with John Padova himself. You've heard the name. That's because for over 25 years, John has been winning for his clients. John is dedicated to ensuring his clients are fully compensated. Call 215-893-0700. That's 215-893-0700. Don't suffer more than you have to. Call John Padova today. Help is on the way.
Here at Sonny's Famous Cheesesteaks, we have the utmost respect for the founding fathers of our fair city's most celebrated sandwich. But we also understand the inevitability of time marching on. So come to Sonny's in Old City for a revolutionary take on the classic. And try the cheesesteak that Alan Richmond of GQ magazine named the best in Philadelphia. And declare your inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of cheesiness. Sonny's Famous Steaks, 228 Market.
My friends, this is Joe Krause. You've heard me on Philadelphia radio now for over 20 years, and you know I don't often endorse products or people unless they are real game changers. I want to tell you about Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located in Center City, Philadelphia. And at the end of this short personal endorsement, I want you to consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. If you are recovering from an injury, if you or a family member has been diagnosed with a disorder that has stopped you in your tracks, or if you're like me, determined to learn about wellness while getting yourself prepared to stay healthy so you can enjoy the blessings of your family. Remember the name of this warm and caring location, Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be.
Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
Gracie Jiu-Jitsu begins with one basic premise. Technique trumps all. Proven techniques allow the weak to overcome the strong. Learn self-defense that works, all while improving your physical condition, mental outlook, and healthy lifestyle. Gracie Academy Philadelphia will help you reach your goals. Take two free classes and see for yourself. Gracie Academy, 1231 Bainbridge Street, Philadelphia. Call them 215-830-6501 or visit their website at phlbjj.com. Get started. Started at Gracie Academy, Philadelphia.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Philly Labor RX Injured Workers Pharmacy Network, featuring PPC Pharmacy, First Choice Pharmacy, and Precision Scripts, providing injured workers with premium products and services from the point of injury through the entire healing process. The Philly Labor RX Pharmacy Network cares about injured workers.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness. From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
All right, and we are back. We were just talking to Cindy Drew. That's CYNDYDRUE. Cindy Drew, DJ, voiceover, actor, book writer, whatever you have. You can hear her on Saturdays on WMGK 102.9. She is the ambassador of rock. Ah, she likes that. Okay, and now, listen, I'm here with my friend Keith from Up the Block. How you doing, Keith?
I am doing fine. I'm feeling very sunny on its rainy day.
So I know. It rains on Tuesdays. Ever since I had this radio show, I note how many days it rains on Tuesday. It's crazy.
Hey, that's how it goes down.
Hey, listen, I'm just going to tell our listeners, listen, he is Keith from Up the Block. He is a Philadelphia-born comedian, recording artist, and producer. He has 12.8 million YouTube views with 49,000 subscribers globally and has recorded 8 full-length comedy parody albums. He's been on shows like Dr. Phil, Vlad TV, MTV's Ridiculousness, VH1's Undateable, and so many others. I can't even go through it, but he has been the opening act for Jay-Z, as well as done 6 shows with Kevin Hart and many others. He founded in 2016 Philadelphia Comedy College, and he is also the co-founder of Ruffin Vision Network, LLC, and produces a monthly show in New York City called The Comedy John.
Yes, The Comedy John. New York comedy, Philly flavor.
All right. Yeah. Hey, so how do people get involved with all the stuff you're doing? First of all, where do they start, you know?
Where do they start?
Yes. Let's start with The Comedy John.
Okay. Well, with The Comedy John, we created The Comedy John because there are a lot of implants in New York that come from Philadelphia, like comedians that have moved over there about 10 years ago, and mm-hmm. they are making waves. I mean, these are young guys that have been on Last Comic Standing, Will and Grace, The Last OG, The Tonight Show, and right, they're just living right over there. There's like a little culmination of Philly comics that are catching wreck and representing over there. And I said, you know what? It would be cool to have a place in New York that was like a home for Philly comedy. Not excluding anyone else from anywhere or from New York, but for comedians so that on a Tuesday, we do the last Tuesday every month.
Right.
Right in Midtown Manhattan. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, it would be cool because the times I went up to New York as a comic trying to do rooms, there's a lot of availability, but you feel like a stranger everywhere. Mm. So I said, you know what? It would be cool if there was one place where people just knew your name. Even if you didn't get up on stage, they knew your name and they could point you in a direction of where to go. So it was an opportunity to create a Philly hub for stand-up comedy and the mecca of stand-up comedy, which would be New York City.
Wow. So in New York, you can get a Philly cheesesteak and Philly comedy.
Yep. Yep, you can get hardcore Philly comedy. It mixed with New York comedy and people from everywhere. The Comedy Joint is not an open mic. It's kind of just like a cool comedy room. We never say who's going to be on the show. So that's way it's open to comics of all levels. And we've had comics of all levels. Some names I can't even say, but we, you know, we've had some. If you come down, and it's no cover charge.
Right.
And just
okay.
a 2-drink minimum, and it's great food, and there's even skee ball there.
Wow.
And everything.
So for our listeners, how do they figure out where to go if they're happen to be up in New York?
Okay. So we're there the last Tuesday of every month. If you want information, you could text the word John to
5- J-A-W-N.
J-A-W-N. You could text the word John one to 55469. Just remember 55469 because there's going to be a couple of words that I tell you to text to there. One of them would be John, and it takes place last Tuesday of every month. The next one is on May 29th. It's my birthday edition, so it should be very special. The doors open at 8 o'clock. It's no cover charge. Just come through. It'll be great comedy, hot music, and delicious food and drink specials at Bar 9.
Bar 9 in Midtown.
In Midtown Manhattan. It's one mile from Penn Station, 807 9th Avenue, New York, New York. We wanted somewhere off the beaten path.
Right, right.
But that wasn't too far.
Hey, can I tell you, by the way, in Korea, in Korea, and I'm sure in Asia, it's a little bit like the opposite. Here, on your birthday, your friends give you gifts.
Yeah.
In Asia, on your birthday, you give your friends gifts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so try that tradition this year.
So try that tradition. Yeah, okay. The gift is come see me for free at Bar 9 on Tuesday, May 29th. It's a gift to you all. 807 9th Avenue. Text John 55469. Comedy John.
Now we were talking about this just before, you know, you came on that, you know, you've done some hilarious parody albums, but they're getting harder to do.
Yeah, I haven't done a parody album in about 4 years.
Man, that's a long time.
Yeah, and before that, I did 8 parody albums.
Yeah.
Back to back. The problem is that, I parody all music, but people mostly knew me from some of the hip hop parodies that I did, and it's hard to parody hip hop now because they're already a parody when a song comes out. Mm. And I don't mean that even as a diss to new music or to sound old. A lot of the music is just very absurd and it's just fun from the beginning. So I can't take a song like Walk It Like I Talk It. Walk It Like I Talk It. How can I parody that? It's already hilarious.
Right.
I can't, what am I going to, you know, what am I going to say it when I spray it? I mean, that may be okay. And then the other point is that people make parodies so fast now. When I was doing parodies, I had a very Weird Al Yankovic approach to it, to where I wanted to perfect what I was doing, record it in the right studios, and do what I had to do. Now, as soon as a song becomes a hit, somebody is up on Instagram, they have a parody, so the market is flooded.
Hey, can you on the spot give us an example so our listeners will know what you're talking about one of your parodies that you've done of a well-known song?
Of a well-known song? Yep. Wow, I got to do one that's rated PG because it's not all family-friendly.
Yes, PG.
David-O, I would say one that's very popular is the Bus Riders Anthem.
Okay.
It's DMX's Rough Riders Anthem, but it's about me catching a bus.
Okay.
And I'll just do the chorus. The chorus is, stop, drop, a token in a token slot. Oh, no, cause that's how bus riders roll. People wanna try, people need a ride, people never drive, and people wonder why. All I have is change, all I know is trains. How can I maintain at this bus stop in the rain?
So it's, all right, there you go.
So hey, shouts out to all the blockaholics out there. And you can see my stuff at www.keithfromoutheblock.com, and you can see tons of parodies, man. And I'm going to get back to it, but my new parodies are going to be old songs. I'm not going to parody new stuff. I'm going to parody old songs. It's going to be parodies of like Temptations and Rolling Stones.
Some of the classics.
Classics. Cause I want to start, really start performing in casinos. I want to do Vegas again and other places and to audiences. And parodies really only work if the whole audience knows the songs.
Right.
And nowadays songs are hot for like a week, but there are songs, you know, they're like Temptation songs that everybody knows.
Everybody knows them. So tell me, how's your comedy college going?
Philadelphia Comedy College is going great. We actually, the graduation, today is the last class, and then tomorrow is the graduation at Warm Daddy's, 1400 South Columbus Boulevard. And there are, we have 11 students. Mm-hmm. Since 2016, after this class, we would have graduated over 50 working comics. In Philadelphia.
And it's a serious program, right?
Oh, the program. It said the program is the best, it's the best program to learn the art, business, and science of stand-up comedy in Philadelphia. And I would say maybe other places too, but New York is the Mecca, so that's a big talk.
Yeah.
But, you know, even talking to Cindy and talking about like different comedy classes that are like, available at comedy clubs, because most major comedy clubs do have a comedy class. Sadly to say, a lot of them are there because people feel like that's where they should take a comedy class.
Right.
So they automatically go. So these classes are short, like, Classes are like 3 weeks with a graduation show. You pay $400. You go. Wow. And at the end of it, within, in my opinion, within three times of sitting down with somebody, you're not even getting, you know, you're not even getting the gist of it. Our program is 10 weeks.
What do you get in 10 weeks? What is there to know about comedy? Because a lot of people just, they look at it from the receiver end, right? The user end. Like you turn it on, you walk in, it's funny, you laugh, and you leave.
Yeah.
So it's obviously a lot more than that. People are staking their whole lives on this.
Yeah.
So what do they get in 10 weeks?
Well, in 10 weeks at Philadelphia Comedy College, what you get is, you get the full gamut, the art, business, and science of stand-up comedy. I am the acting and media director. I founded Comedy College, so I'm the chancellor. Yes. But I'm the acting teacher.
I said, listen,
there.
We have two chancellors here today. Who would have guessed?
Yeah, and I teach the acting and improv. So you also, you get that within your 10 weeks. Our lead instructor is Toure Gordon, who's been on Def Comedy Jam. He's Kevin Hart's mentor, a big brother to Philadelphia Comedy, BT Comic View. So within 10 weeks, you're sitting down with somebody who's written for other comics like some more. So your teacher is somebody that's actually actively working and touring.
Proven funny.
Yeah. So, and you not only get that, you get the instruction from him. So every week our students get up, they do their material, and then they get feedback on how they can tighten their material and make their punchlines better. You also get photographs from Zamani Phelan, who takes pictures with Essence Magazine. Mm-hmm. You also get an HD video reel edited from Rough and Vision Network, do work with 76ers and Foreman Mills. So at the end of it, you have pictures, you have a video, you have a t-shirt, you have books, you have an open mic directory to every open mic inside of the city, and a sold out show at Warm Daddy's. Mm. You know, on top of possible TV appearances and press, like this semester they'll end up on the Tribune, but they've been on a Q show, and our students are doing very well out there in the world. So in my opinion, it's the best program. Program costs $600, but you compare $400 3 weeks in a graduation show to $600 a t-shirt, books, utensils, a directory, instructions from an award winning comic, and also me. You're getting the acting. Yeah. You're getting your video at the end. So at the end of it, you can hit the ground running. And the greatest thing is that we can't teach you how to be funny, but we enhance the funny that's there. Mm. So we consider ourselves to be a launching pad for any rocket. So no matter if you want to be the next Kevin Hart, or if you want to give a toast at your best friend's wedding, or if you do public presentation and you want to learn how to tighten up your material and get funnier that way, we are a launching pad for any rocket.
Look, you might be the chancellor of the Philadelphia Bar Association. Got to open up with a bunch of lawyers.
No, I mean, that's
your lawyer jokes.
We get fired. We have this semester, we have a fireman.
Okay.
We have a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
We have someone from Washington, D.C. that comes down. I can't wait to get lawyers into Philadelphia Comedy College to learn how to effectively use, you know, to use comedy with what they do. Not saying that it will always be welcome, but, you know, at the same time, like, what we teach is great for anyone and everyone.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Yourself, what's coming up next for Keith from Up the Block?
What's coming up next for Keith from Up the Block? There's a couple of projects that I worked on that I did. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog Summer Election 2016, which was a cool thing. A very cool thing, and that's on Hulu right now, so people can check that out. And I just did another project for Netflix. I can't talk about it too much. I could just say that it involves someone who spoke at a correspondence dinner recently,
okay. Cool.
But I can't give full details, but that should drop on Netflix on May 27th. And, just Comedy College. Anybody that's interested, just text Comedy College to 55469.
All right, fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us once again.
Up the Block. Thank you for having me. I'm a big fan of David O, PHL Live, everything that you've done. So
you are the best. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, stay tuned because we are going to have a conversation with the Chancellor of the Bar, and that is Mary Platt, right after this.
You are listening to In the Know with David O, informative, substantive, intelligent talk radio on 860 AM WWDB.
If you've suffered an injury from a motor vehicle crash, trip and fall, construction, or work-related accident, contact the Padova firm to speak with John Padova himself. You've heard the name. That's because for over 25 years, John has been winning for his clients. John is dedicated to ensuring his clients are fully compensated. Call 215-893-0700. That's 215-893-0700. Don't
Don't suffer more than you have to. Call John Padova today. Help is on the way.
My friends, this is Joe Krause. You've heard me on Philadelphia Radio Now for over 20 years, and you know I don't often endorse products or people unless they are real game changers. I want to tell you about Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located in Center City, Philadelphia. And at the end of this short personal endorsement, I want you to consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. If you are recovering from an injury, if you or a family member has been diagnosed with a disorder that has stopped you in your tracks, or if you're like me, determined to learn about wellness while getting yourself prepared to stay healthy so you can enjoy the blessings of your family. Remember the name of this warm and caring location, Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be.
Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
Gracie Jiu-Jitsu begins with one basic premise. Technique trumps all. Proven techniques allow the weak to overcome the strong. Learn self-defense that works, all while improving your physical condition, mental outlook, and healthy lifestyle. Gracie Academy Philadelphia will help you reach your goals. Take two free classes and see for yourself. Gracie Academy, 1231 Bainbridge Street, Philadelphia. Call them 215-830-6501 or visit their website at phlbjj.com. Get started. Started at Gracie Academy, Philadelphia.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Philly Labor RX Injured Workers Pharmacy Network, featuring PPC Pharmacy, First Choice Pharmacy, and Precision Scripts, providing injured workers with premium products and services from the point of injury through the entire healing process. The Philly Labor RX Pharmacy Network cares about injured workers.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step, a developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
All right, we are back. Thank you for staying with us. We were talking to Keith from up the block, just a very, very funny gentleman. But of course, you know, hey, listen, in addition to funny, he's a serious business person. And behind every entertainer is a working person and sometimes a little economic engine keeping a lot of people working. And Cindy Strew is still with us. She, of course, is the voice sometimes on WMGK 102.9, classic rock and roll. But listen, we are now talking to Mary Platt. She is an attorney here in Philadelphia. But for our purposes, she is the chancellor of the Philadelphia Bar Association. Well, listen, the Philadelphia Bar Association is a longstanding organization of lawyers, you know, the only set of lawyers that are – they actually have a definition in the dictionary. Philadelphia lawyer kind of means the top type of lawyer, independent, ready to throw down it for their clients. Bring me a Philadelphia lawyer. Anyway, she herself has been engaged in the law practice and with the Bar Association. She has been the chair of the Law Practice Management Division. She chaired the Federal Court Committee, the City Policy Committee, Women in the Profession Committee, and she has served on bar committees that have proposed amendments to the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure and local rules of the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. And she's been a member of the Board of Trustees of the Woman Law Project, among other things. In addition to her practice representing clients of all sorts, she has served as a mediator and sometimes as a judge pro tem, which means the Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas The Commerce Court program asked her to sit in judgment or in settlement conference for cases. And so she now leads the Philadelphia Bar Association. So welcome to Chancellor Mary Platt.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, hey, it's my pleasure. Now, you know, I always tell people, because everyone likes to make fun of lawyers and joke about lawyers, but listen, when you need a lawyer, it's no laughing matter. And lawyers are at the very foundation of our Constitution, our civil rights, and ensuring that we are being treated fairly and appropriately and that we can rely on our contracts and so many, many other things. There's just such a variety of lawyers. And so in your case, as you take the helm or have taken the helm of the Philadelphia Bar Association, what is on your mind about what the association needs to do for its members, for lawyers, but also for clients and for the public?
Well, the Philadelphia Bar Association plays a very important role for its members in the sense that we help our members advance in their careers. We work to help improve the legal profession for them. We have, for instance, an ethics hotline that lawyers can call and get ethical advice about things that they're involved in and what the rules of professional conduct would require.
Yeah, these are complicated times.
We have many sections and committees that relate to so many different areas of the law that enable lawyers to connect with each other, to talk about new developments in those areas, and also to develop relationships with judges. And we are a way that the Bar Association is the appropriate way for judges and lawyers to get together and work together to improve our justice system. And that is a very important role that we play.
Yes, I'd like to just explain to our listeners that, hey, a lawyer can't just walk in on a judge and say, hey, come on out, let's talk about this stuff, because it would have the appearance of impropriety. The judges have to separate themselves and not get involved in things that are personal or even look like they're personal if, for example, that lawyer comes back in front of them. And so the Bar Association provides that avenue of constructively and purposefully doing something on behalf of not just one lawyer, a few lawyers, but lawyers in general and all clients.
Correct. And we even talk to the judges about improvements in the court rules, which are important for litigators like myself. And we also play an important role for our community. We are really a public service organization in the sense that our lawyers are leaders in not various nonprofits, where they're on boards of the nonprofits, and we also are very committed to improving access to justice.
Yes.
I like to talk about the fact that on the federal courthouse there are some words, justice is the guardian of liberty. Well, in my mind, lawyers and judges are the guardians of justice in our community, and our Bar Association helps them play that role. And so we have, for instance, a Delivery of Legal Services Committee, which consists of the executive directors of 38 legal services agencies who get together once a month to talk about how they can work together to improve access to justice.
Right.
We are very committed to that. We've also been involved in the city's recent efforts to solve the eviction crisis in Philadelphia, and lobbied for the right to counsel in these kinds of cases.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We lobby in Harrisburg and we lobby in the city, in City Hall, for improvements in the law, because as lawyers, we are experts in the law. So when we see a bill coming forward, we say, well, that bill shouldn't pass, or that bill should pass, or if it passes, it should be passed with certain amendments to it.
Right, right. And of course, a lot of listeners would be interested in the lawyer referral program that is run by the Bar Association.
Yes, we have an excellent lawyer referral and information service program, which was started in 1948, so it's 70 years old this year. On average, this LRS program receives calls and emails from about 25,000 people every year. There are about 175 lawyers who are available to clients through this program who practice in about 167 areas.
Wow.
And they all kinds of areas. I mean, personal injury, employment, family law, wills and estates, malpractice, immigration, landlord-tenant, Social Security, you name it. We probably have a lawyer who's available through the LRIS program. And many of them speak different languages. Mm. For instance, they speak Spanish, Russian, German, Mandarin, Korean, and Italian. So if somebody has the need for a lawyer that speaks a foreign language,
you
we
can
have
ask for
available.
Someone who speaks a language.
Yeah.
Now, to the person who's calling the lawyer referral service, what's the benefit to them in addition to finding a lawyer who actually specializes in the area that they need? What is another benefit for them?
Well, we vet the lawyers who are participants in the lawyer referral and information service. We make sure they have malpractice insurance. We make sure that they have experience in doing certain kinds of cases. And we sometimes they have to be – well, we also check to make sure that they are in good standing the as members of the Pennsylvania Bar. So for those reasons, it's better to use our LRIS service because you are – rather than just finding somebody in the telephone book or on the Internet, because we have vetted those people and made sure that they are capable of representing you.
Okay, fantastic. Now, there's also the Philadelphia Bar Foundation. In case people didn't know, there's a bar foundation. And what does that do?
Well, the Philadelphia Bar Foundation is sort of the philanthropy arm of the Philadelphia Bar Association. And it issues grants to many of the legal services agencies in Philadelphia. It raises money from law firms and from lawyers to support these agencies that provide services to people who cannot afford to pay for legal services. So it's a very important organization in our legal community.
And the Bar Foundation has at least a couple of very large events that it does each year that draw out a lot of people to raise money and, as you said, to then contribute those funds to these nonprofit organizations that serve the public.
Yes, they have a big golf outing. They used to have a access to justice benefit, which they are not doing again this year. Because we found that a lot of legal organizations and lawyers are just interested in giving money to the foundation and not as interested maybe in attending a big gala on Saturday night. So they are really able to raise money without the events, but they do still have a golf outing, and I believe they're going to have a sort of a thank you banquet in the fall for those people who have made contributions. But again, it's a very important organization for the lawyers in our community because it really helps to improve access to justice, which is very important.
For folks listening, whether they be lawyers or not, how do they get in touch with the Bar Association? How do they get in touch with you and the folks that are working there?
Well, they could certainly call the Bar Association, and I should probably say for the purposes of the LRI, for those who would be interested in contacting LRIS, they can call the number 215-238-6333 or go on the website for PhiladelphiaBarLawyers.com. And what happens when they call that number, they will talk to an intake attorney who will decide whether or not they have a legal problem where they need a lawyer. And if that's the case, they will identify a lawyer for that person. That person will talk to the lawyer, and they get, I think they pay $35 for the first half an hour of consultation that they have with that lawyer where the lawyer is giving them legal advice. And then they work out an agreement with the lawyer for purposes of representing them in the matter.
Right.
So it's a very – that, and we also have something called Lawline, which is the third Wednesday of every month, and I think the next program is June 20th. And this is a program in which the public can simply call the Bar Association and talk to a young lawyer about their legal problem between the hours of 5 and 8. And the number for that is 215-238-6333.
And all of this they could find, you know, if they Google Philadelphia Bar Association, get to your website.
Absolutely.
And learn more about that.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, let me ask you this. You know, why did you want to be the chancellor of the bar? What was your goal? If I were chancellor, this is what I would do. I mean, what needs to be done?
Well, you know, people talk about what is your plan? And I say to people, I want to do what the bar needs me to do. And the bar needs, I think our members need the Bar Association to serve their interests, to be relevant, to provide programming that is of interest to them and attracts them and brings them together and connects them.
Mm. Well, certainly one of the things that is required is continuing legal education. And, of course, the bar provides programs that are accredited. And so one is attorneys must do that. But secondly, it's a great way of continuing to learn in this ever-changing world, this technology-driven world and everything else, like what is happening in the field of law. And I find it personally so fascinating to go to these classes and then you just see the variety of what's happening out there.
Absolutely. Our continuing legal education program, which started a couple of years ago, is a very robust program that puts on wonderful programs. Not only you can get your credits by going to this program, but if you don't want the credits, you can go there for free without paying for the credits.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know. You can just sit in?
Yes, you can sit in and audit the program.
okay,
and that's
I'm
a member
coming.
Benefit. That's a member benefit.
Oh, fantastic. Now, not all lawyers are members of the Philadelphia Bar Association just because they're in Philadelphia. How do lawyers who may not be members, how did they join? How did they get involved?
Well, I think what they would do is go on our website and sign up for a committee or section, and go to meetings of that committee and section. I personally got involved in my early career as a young partner in the Women in the Profession Committee because I was very interested in helping women advance in the profession as a young partner.
Mm.
And I felt like this was a way to work with other women on doing that. And that's what our bar does. It brings lawyers together to accomplish these objectives.
Wow, that's great. Well, listen, thank you for sharing your time with us today. Good luck to you as you lead our 12,000 or so lawyers here in Philadelphia better job as attorneys and to better serve our public.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here.
All right, thank you. Well, listen, everybody, that's our show. Tune in next Tuesday for In the Know with David O.
You've been listening to In the Know with David O. on 860 AM WWDB. Tune in again next Tuesday at 2 p.m. for more informative, substantive, intelligent talk radio with Philadelphia Councilman David O.